But in that clip, and a lot of what Obama has said, you know, what is said publicly and what actually happens inside the private office and with respect to what's going on with bankers, you know, shows up in the reforms. It shows up in the structures. It shows up in the minions of lobbyists and lawyers that continue to funnel money and little chips away at even very weak but existing rules. And Obama has allowed that to happen. He's never come out and named a name against a banker. He talks about Wall Street fat cats as some sort of like big broad category. He's not named names. He's not said what Wall Street needs to done. It's just sort of fluffy rhetoric.
Would he even say what he said in 2009, talking about the fat cat bankers today?
No. You know why? Because he believes, or he says, I shouldn't say believes, I don't know, but that the 2010 Dodd-Frank Act was somehow sweeping reform, and he characterizes it as being relative to FDR's reform when he did the Glass-Steagall Act and the New Deal and created the SEC and all sorts of things. And it simply wasn't. As I mentioned before, banks got bigger. Their concentration of our deposits and assets and risk got bigger. Nothing was fixed by that, quote, Reform Act. And so he doesn't need to say that now. He said it kind of in the beginning to consolidate his base, to get elected, whatever it was. But many presidents, and actually Democrats are a little bit more guilty of this than Republicans, because I think they feel they need to do this, from Wilson on, have always bashed the bankers in their campaign speeches. And then when it comes right down to it, most of them have been very helpful and very symbiotic with them after they have been in office. So it tends to get said to the public.